most of his former friends. Around this time, 1 year ago, he also made what he called a monumental discovery in his work. Benson is a computer scientist specializing in artificial life, or machine intelligence. In the course of this work, he says, he discovered that machines were competing with human beings, and that ultimately, machines would take over the world. Now there were whispers in the audience. This interested them, particularly the psychiatrists. She could see her old teacher, Manon, sitting in the top row, holding his head in his hands. Manon knew. Benson communicated his discovery to his remaining friends. They suggested that he see a psychiatrist, which angered him. In the last year, he has become increasingly certain that machines are conspiring to take over the world. Then, 6 months ago, the patient was arrested by police on suspicion of beating up an airplane mechanic. Positive identification could not be made, and charges were dropped. But the episode unnerved Benson and led him to seek psychiatric help. He had the vague suspicion that somehow he had been the man who had beaten the mechanic so severely. That was unthinkable to him, but the nagging suspicion remained. He was referred to the University Hospital Neuropsychiatric Research Unit 4 months ago in November 1970. On the basis of his history, head injury, episodic violence preceded by strange smells, he was considered a probable case of what is now called ADL, acute disinhibitory lesion syndrome, an organic illness in which the patient periodically loses his inhibitions against violent acts. As you know, the NPS now accepts only patients with organically treatable behavioral disturbances. A neurological examination was fully normal. An electroencephalogram was fully normal. Brainwave activity showed no pathology. It was repeated after alcohol ingestion, and an abnormal tracing was obtained. The EEG showed seizure activity in the right temporal lobe of the brain. Benson was therefore considered a stage 1 patient. Firm diagnosis of ADL syndrome. She paused to get her breath and let the audience absorb what she had told them. "The patient is an intelligent man," she said, "and his illness was explained to him. He was told he had injured his brain in the automobile accident and, as a result, had an illness that produced thought seizures, seizures of the mind, not the body, leading to loss of inhibitions and violent acts. He was told that the syndrome was well studied and could be controlled. He was started on a series of drug trials. 3 months ago, Benson was arrested on charges of assault and battery. The victim was a 24-year-old topless dancer who later dropped charges. The hospital intervened slightly on his behalf. 1 month ago, drug trials of morlodone, para-aminobenzidone, and triamylene were concluded. Benson showed no improvement on any drug or combination of drugs. He was therefore a stage 2, drug-resistant ADL syndrome, and he was scheduled for a stage 3 surgical procedure, which we will discuss today. She paused. "Before I bring him in," she said, "I think